This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.
FC United have another crack at league leaders Nuneaton Town when the Borough come to Broaders Park on Wednesday. 3 weeks ago, the Reds travelled to Liberty Way and raced into a two-goal lead before the Midlands side battled back to force a draw with a 94th-minute penalty. Even more encouraging was the 2-1 victory at Edgeley Park at the weekend, which was FC's first league win since September the 12th. New signings Harry Winter, Scott Kay, Tom Smythe and George Thompson breathe new life into the side at Stockport County. The challenge of the pace setters will be an indicator for the coming months. The 3 points lifted Carl Margitson's men out of the relegation places and into 19th. Like Nuneaton, FC have won more games away than at home so far. A sequence of 4 homes in the next 5 fixtures is a chance to put that right. The Borough were rubbing shoulders with the likes of Barnet, Bristol Rovers and Grimsby Town last season in Conference National, before relegation, a fate not helped by being deducted 3 points for fielding an ineligible player in the game against Welling United. In 2015-16, they had won 7 out of 9 aways. The club came into being in 2008 when Nuneaton Borough were liquidated. Club were demoted 2 divisions from Conference North to Southern League Division 1. Nevertheless, successive promotions saw the club quickly regain its former status. When the sides met in November, former Premier League striker Marlon Harewood appeared, as did 7 former Ilkeston players. Here is Elmer Bernstein with the Magnificent 7 theme.
This is FCUM Radio. If you want facts, then you've come to the right place.